He is an NHL legend, 19 seasons in the National Hockey League, and now the president of hockey operations for the Vancouver Canucks. Very pleased that Trevor Linden can join us this afternoon. Hi, Trevor. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
Great. Now, are you able to get up to Kamloops for any of the festivities?
Yeah, I was up Wednesday night. Did a little event up at Sun Peaks, which was really cool. They skied the Stanley Cup down the ski hill with a nicely lit, so that was pretty impressive. And it's been a. And then I did a lunch. It was 1,500 people of Kamloops. The Blazers and really impressive day. I went back for our game last night. I'm back up today for a hot stove this afternoon. So it's, the Scotiabank group does such a great job in Canada, obviously. And it's really a special thing to see the passion of these smaller towns and what it is to bring Hockey Day in Canada to these towns like Kamloops.
Kind of nice as well that this year celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Western Hockey League, able to tie in the alumni game last night. And it is truly kind of the epicenter of all that is great about this game this year.
It is. It's great to see, the young kids and families come out to these various events when they see Ron McLean and Don Cherry. It's a big thing. So, with the Western Hockey League celebrating 50 years, it's a pretty interesting conversation talking about the great players that have played in the Western League and certainly through the different eras is pretty impressive. And Kamloops has such a great tradition here with those three Memorial Cup teams in the 90s and then of course the 80s they had such great teams as well. So lots of good stories from those days.
What about your team's footprint? I mean, you are the lone National Hockey League team in British Columbia, but I'm assuming you as an organization don't take that for granted. Or do you have much of a presence? Do you have much of a footprint in Kamloops with the Canucks?
When I played, obviously, I really felt like the Canucks were BC's team. And this past year, we were on the lake at Shawinigan Lake, or on the island, sorry, at Shawinigan Lake for our development camp, and of course the Young Stars tournament in Penticton.
Yep.
We were back on the island for Kraft Hockeyville, and then we had our training camp up at Prince George. And I think what it does for me, and I really want to, and then in Kamloops we some of our in the early 90s, and the fondest memory of Kamloops is we had training camp here in 93, and that was kind of the kickoff to the 93-94 season when we mm-hmm. went to the finals. So, but I think the important is our players understand how important this team is to the province of British Columbia. And it's a massive province, obviously, but, just seeing the outpouring of support we saw in Prince George at training camp. And, for a lot of these communities, when we bring training camp to whether it be Kamloops or the island or Prince George or Penticton or Whistler, it's an opportunity for young fans to kind of actually see and touch and feel what it is to be and to see it in person. And that's important. A lot of times it's hard for these families to get down to the mainland.
I didn't put all those things together. I guess I knew them all. And then when you list them off, you in one calendar year, you really have gone around. Now, obviously Hockeyville isn't every year, but is that something that is sustainable? I mean, Young Stars has been going on for years. Are you able to, consistently take your training camps elsewhere? Because that is rather impressive.
It's important. It's important for me. It's important for our organization. And I think it teaches a valuable lesson to our players to stay in Vancouver and do training camp is pretty easy, but I think it's really important for them to see this province and see the passion out there for this team and to interact with the great fans throughout the province. And so we will continue to do those sorts of things, and it's important for us.
Trevor Linden, our guest, the Vancouver Canucks president of hockey operations, as we are celebrating Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, which is running right now, but really kicks off tomorrow in Kamloops at 10 o'clock Calgary time on Sportsnet. Pat?
Trevor, we're celebrating hometown hockey. We're celebrating the Western Hockey League in conjunction. You're in a great Western Hockey League stronghold in Kamloops right now. You played in a great Western Hockey League stronghold in Medicine Hat as well. 3 years at the Tigers, a Medicine Hat boy, and an opportunity to kind of look back, a Memorial Cup championship there and a whole lot more. How do you look back on your time playing with the Tigers?
Well, you know, I think back in the 70s when I grew up in Medicine Hat, for me, we didn't have the Oilers, we didn't have the Flames. So the Medicine Hat Tigers was my dream. I mean, it was all I thought about it. You know, the NHL for me as a kid was really a TV show on Saturday night, which I loved. But what was real for me was to be a Medicine Hat Tiger. And I listened to Bob Ridley. As a kid, I went to sleep many a night with him, you know, calling the games and with my little, you know, clock radio there. And so as a 15-year-old, to get an opportunity to play for the Medicine Hat Tigers was incredible. And it was a dream come true. I got called up as a 15-year-old, lost that year to the league final to a Rob Brown and Mark Recchi and Greg Hoggett-led team. The next year in 87, we beat Portland to go to the Memorial Cup, and we won that Memorial Cup in Oshawa and graduated some good players, but we were able to obtain the Memorial Cup in Chicoutimi in 88 and won again. So, and for a Medicine Hat boy to come to bring that Memorial Cup back to Medicine Hat that first year was I can't think of a more special time in my life.
You know, being a Calgary born and raised myself, Trevor, one of the great disappointments is that I've never been able to see any game, but specifically a playoff game in the old Medicine Hat Arena, which is now no longer where the Tigers play. They've got the brand new arena. But Matt, talking to, you know, different people who have seen games, playoff games specifically in there, and what an atmosphere it was. You got to play a lot of them. Tell us about playing a playoff game in the old barn.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a lot of the playoff games as a kid, and playing that building, just some really incredible games. Obviously, we had a tremendous rivalry with Saskatoon there in '87, and we managed to beat. We got down 3-1 to them in the series, and came back and won at Game 7 at home. Same thing with Portland that year. We played Game 7 at home to win the league. So, I mean, you know, these small buildings. I mean, we're they certainly had their faults, but what they had is a tremendous amount of atmosphere. And then, of course, after I left, and, you know, this is kind of our head coach, Willie Desjardins' tenure in Medicine Hat was really successful with the 04 Memorial Cup team, the 07 Memorial Cup team. They had that famous game against the Giants there where the fog and building was sold out. And so just a really special atmosphere. And you talk to anyone who's played in the Western League, and they'll talk about what was commonly termed as Smarty Box, because all the seats were of different color, pastel color, so it was quite interesting.
Your team is involved in Hockey Day in Canada tomorrow against the team that we cover here, the Calgary Flames, an 8 o'clock start here at your building at Rogers Arena. Tell us about of late for your group and what you've seen from the Canucks, Trevor.
Well, on a six-game trip, and actually interesting, we played really outstanding goaltender. Brian Miller and Jacob Markstrom have really given us opportunity every night. The trip we played was in Pittsburgh. We lost and came home right before the break and played really good against Nashville again, but made a mistake late in the game and lost 2-1. And then the same last night, we actually played well. I mean, we generated enough chances to score. The Columbus goalie, Corpusala, was excellent, and we couldn't find it and ended up losing in a shootout. So, but, I mean, I think that's, you talk to me and you realize, you hear this all the time, but it's so true. You know, and Columbus comes into our building, they're struggling, but they played well enough to win. A fine line between, it doesn't matter who you play, if you're not on top of it, if you don't get some breaks, if your power play is going for you, it's going to be tough to win. So, you know, it's a game by game type situation for us, and it'll be interesting, because we haven't played Calgary, I think, since boy, early in the season. So it'll be nice to get an opportunity against those guys. And obviously everyone's kind of – this is obviously trying to make it up and get into the playoffs.
God, I wasn't going to ask this question, Trevor, but you know, the gentleman on the other side of the table is pushing me to do
it.
I think you should. So I will. Okay, so, and this will bring out the fanboy in me, but I'll take you back to 1998 and the Olympics in Nagano and the first time NHLers competed in the Olympics. You were on that team, and one of as a very young hockey-watching guy, I was like 13, 14 years old, and that was the biggest tournament ever for me as a fan.
Yeah.
And seeing you score that game-tying goal in the semifinals, finals against the Czech Republic, still one of the seminal moments for me. So take me through it. I know that the result ended up being crappy and the team didn't win in the shootout, but that tying goal late against Dominik Hasek, take me through that if you can.
It was it's interesting because the hardcore fan remembers that goal, but it's probably the biggest goal I ever scored that really didn't matter because the result wasn't what we wanted at the end. And had we won that game, it would have been. But, obviously, such a keen eye on Olympics. Obviously, first time I started out in a more of a limited role with Mark Crawford. And as that game went on, I knew that I was gaining his trust and he was playing me more. And my game started to round out a little bit. And it was just basically kind of a scramble. And the game was one of those where we had a great tournament. We beat Sweden and Robin, we've beaten the Americans and Robin. We got to the quarters against Kazakhstan and Joe Sakic got hurt. And that was a big blow for us. Came into the semis, played really well. Our team had really bought into the system and we got up against one of the greatest goaltenders ever played a game in Dominik Hasek, and he was brilliant. And it was 1-0 it was late, last minute of play and managed to spin and fire and found the top shelf and get it tied. And we went in overtime and dominated the overtime, but just couldn't get it past Hasek and ended up losing in a shootout. And that was it was a breaker, no question. There was so much pressure on us to show well. Not having an opportunity to play in the gold medal was a big blow. And then we went out against the Finns for the bronze and we just couldn't get our act together. We were kind of shattered from that loss and ended up losing 4-2, so the medal and came home, and that's when the big inquiry started about what's wrong with Canadian hockey. So it was, but I'm pretty proud of the way our guys played. When you look at, we played through the tournament, we lost to a great goaltender, and that was kind of the turning point.
Trevor Linden, our guest, as we celebrate Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada. One last hockey question for me, Trevor, and that has to do with, for your career, when you look back at it, you know, I always ask it this way. When you close your eyes at night and your head's on the pillow, what game do you go back to? What's that game, that moment in your NHL career that you remember the most?
Oh, boy. You know, I was really fortunate, for a kid to grow up in Medicine Hat, to play in Vancouver. And, we had some great games against Calgary. I played against my idol, Lionel McDonald, there in that 89 seven-game series, which was memorable. But I think for me, it was probably this final 94 against Toronto. To think today, if we ever had a situation where Toronto-Vancouver, a Canadian matchup, Calgary-Toronto in a conference final or which wouldn't happen today, obviously. But if we ever did, imagine what would be going on. And for us to win at home and win the Western Conference and then to go to the Stanley Cup final and beating those guys in overtime, that was probably the game that was most special for me.
Really appreciate this. You've always been a well-respected rival from this end. People here do. Obviously, being a Medicine Hat guy doesn't hurt either. Appreciate this. Looking forward to that game tomorrow night, which will cap off Hockey Day in Canada. But, Trevor, thanks for making some time for us today.
For sure. Good, guys. Have a great weekend. Thank you.